Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Welcome to episode 12 of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green for 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids. We've got Kelsey here today, and Jackie is mocking her for drinking organic apple juice.
Yeah, she's over here with a juice box.
Wait, isn't all apple juice organic?
No.
Oh, would you buy that at Trader Joe's Fancy Pants?
No, it's from Chipotle. I have a roommate who works at Chipotle. She brings home juices.
Oh, I met her and she was like, she made me want more Chipotle.
See?
She does a good job.
You know, Chipotle is snowing everybody. I just want you to know that. We're so healthy. You know, the burrito at Chipotle is like 2,000 calories.
Yeah, but it depends on what you get. You got to make the healthy choice.
Right. Okay, well, they're trying to fool you with their organic apple juice.
I don't care. I still love it.
It's like those people who go to
I can't drink organic apple juice because it makes me go organic bathroom time.
Organic bathroom time?
My nice
I think
way.
That just means like a lot.
Like a lot. Like it's organic.
It makes you poop a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't all apple juice? Isn't that the point of apple juice?
I think apple has a lot of fiber in it, so yes, it will make
something
you crap,
about it
Jackie.
Makes me go.
There you go. And Taco Bell makes me go. Let's keep moving. So earlier this week, we got to have Mike Posner come to Grand Rapids. Mike Posner is actually from the state of Michigan, and he had AOK and Quinn 92, who are both from Grosse Pointe. Oh, yes, you Eastsiders. You
heard her right.
Rich people in Grosse Pointe. And I got to say, AOK and Quinn 92 performing their show, opening up for Posner, was incredible.
It was awesome.
I liked AOK. He was cute.
He's adorable.
He's super cute.
He's beautiful.
See, I thought Quinn 92 was adorable. Like
they're
the
both.
Way he was like doing that thing on stage.
In the Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
If there was a camera right now and you could see the dance that Kelsey's doing.
I know.
Do you have a crick in your neck? What's
That's
happening?
That's what he was doing.
And you thought that was cute?
Yeah.
I thought he was he was a nice guy. Like he was a really, really nice guy.
For some reason, they were all awesome. But for some reason, male pop artists, and rock, I don't understand when they go on stage like, what are you wearing? Like,
no,
you have so much money. Like, you
it's
put on your dirtiest
trendy.
Mickey Mouse shirt that goes down to your knees
right.
and, like, a pair of what looks like leggings.
I
wore that to bed last night.
I agree. Like, when I see those guys walking down the street, I'm not like, oh, yeah.
They should be like, let's dress kind of cool.
They're being trendy. That is cool to them.
Is it cool to you, my friend Kelsey?
It clearly is. Look at
I mean, on stage, yes. In person,
you think
no.
that's cool?
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse t-shirts down to your knees and leggings.
Well, it's no
it's
different.
How you... How you like act with it? If you're just like a little shy guy wearing a Mickey Mouse t-shirt,
Rachel's into khakis.
I
like khaki cargo shorts.
Okay, so before we went to the Mike Posner concert, we were cracking jokes. We had dinner, and my husband Aaron came, but he came right from work. So we're sitting there and we're talking about like what we should be wearing for the show and how we're too old to be at this show. And Jackie looks at my husband, Aaron, points at him and goes, this man's in khakis.
I thought he was going to the show. And I'm like, you're going to go to a Mike Posner show in khakis?
And
why
Aaron,
can't you? And a button-down shirt tucked in. He looked like Rich Berry.
That's our sales manager, who, by the way, might be pushing 60.
You're so mean.
Okay,
let the man wear khakis.
Poor Aaron and his khakis. He just left work, you bitch. And secondly, he was driving his wife. He was just being nice.
Well,
he wasn't
I
even
didn't
going.
Know that. I thought he was going to the show. I'm like, man, you really dress up for a
Rachel
hit for like a pop concert.
Khakis.
Those are the things I think in my head, but I don't say out loud.
Right.
Oh, but he doesn't care.
No, he really doesn't.
If I thought he cared, I wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. He actually thinks Jackie's hilarious.
Oh, so. Someone does.
He's the one.
So he's my one
yeah.
fan.
But AOK and Quinn 92, both from Michigan, they were incredible. And then we had Mike Posner close out the show. I'm a loser and went home and went to bed.
He surprised me because we stayed for like four or five songs.
Yep.
He was entertaining.
Through Arms of a Stranger. We stayed
I
through
love
that one.
That
and
song.
I like that song.
Really?
Yeah. He did good.
Did he do Buried in Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah. He opened
with it.
He opened with Buried in Detroit. That is my jam.
And I think he might have played it again acoustically later.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Have you seen him a couple times, Kels?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Really good.
Oh, my gosh. And a big post.
And his hair was green. And we all know I have blue hair, and so I'm into it.
But he was wearing like lime green, like lime green hair.
No, I think that was the lights, because I saw him in the video and it didn't look quite as lime.
I saw the pic, like the Facebook Live video that Gravy. Who
I think it was supposed
us,
to be like a Christmas thing, like red and green.
Dude, I was thinking to myself, damn, dude, you're really beating the punch on St. Patrick's Day. Why is it so green?
Oh, I thought it was for Christmas, like holidays, like green,
it might have been. Either way, I'm gonna be honest with you, it was a bad decision.
Yeah,
you have
literally
blue
so
tips
green
in your hair. It looks cool,
right?
Like you pull it off,
but he doesn't.
He looks like he dipped his head in a bucket of paint.
He was on
stupid
Slime Time Live on Nickelodeon.
Yes. But he never washed his hair. I also want to say he's a very nice guy. Like, he really is a super nice guy.
I never got
guy
to meet him.
He's a very, I've met him in the past, but he's a very nice guy.
Talk about hashtag mom life. I couldn't meet him because I was with a baby that was puking on me.
But that kind of brings me to what episode 12 is about for the Grand Green Show today. We were discussing this, and hashtag mom life, Jackie says, how long have you been with Jimmy?
Since 08 or 09? 09.
Okay, I've been with Aaron since 07 or 08.
So yeah, about this.
07. Yeah, it's been 07.
We met in 07, almost didn't 10 start years dating till 09.
Okay, gotcha. So Aaron and I like never actually went on a date. We just got drunk in college.
Oh.
And then like, whoopsie, hooked up a lot. And then I went away for a while, came back, dated other people. He got jealous, and then we got together. We've been together ever since.
So you never went on a date?
I made him start taking me on dates when he decided he wanted to be with me, and I was dating other guys. I was like, well, prove it. So he started taking
prove
me
it
out.
Buy me things.
Right? Take me to dinner. I want to go to Mongolian barbecue.
I want a lobster dinner.
So that's kind of how
bring
we
that
got
cheddar
together
biscuit.
That's the short version of how we got together. But that was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So we never really dated. But I mean, I did see other people, I guess. I didn't go on a lot of dates. Did you, Jackie, before you were Jimmy?
Okay. So I had other long-term boyfriends, and I had a couple, like I probably went on maybe 3 dates.
Yeah.
But I didn't, not a lot of dating like now. Right. Like if I was single now, I'd probably have to date.
Right. I was talking.
It was college.
Right. College is just different.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get drunk and like rub up against somebody in a club.
That's disgusting.
And at least that's disgusting.
This is a date in college. They're like, oh, hey, I think you're really pretty. You want to come to my party tomorrow? Yeah. Right. And then you go to their party. And it's not really a date.
Yeah. Exactly. Or I'll see you at the pub. Yeah. By nine.
See you at Shooters.
Like, I really dated the winners. Did you hear? I'll see you at the pub, bro.
Yeah. Any guy that calls me a bra is out.
That was the bar at Central Michigan University that everybody went to, was the pub. But we thought it would be fun to bring Kelsey on the show because Jackie and I were discussing like single girls. It's so much different from when we were single. I mean, that was so long ago for us. And we're kind of out of touch, according to some of our coworkers. Well, he at least one called me. He said I was out of touch to the single woman. That may be true. So
no, it's not true.
I don't think it's
you true. Never forget what it's like.
No.
You don't. I don't think you do.
I think dating is tough.
I think dating's tough. I'm not going
to
deny that.
I think it's tough in the aspect that you have to like impress people.
I don't try to impress people. Maybe that's my problem.
Dude, this is why we love Kelsey. I was actually telling your boss the other day, Kelsey, how much I love you because you do not give a crap.
She don't.
If she's pissed about something, if she wants to tell you to F off and she doesn't agree with it, Kelsey's going to tell you. And I feel like that is what has kept you at the radio station for so long. Everybody
that's
loves that about you.
That's the only reason you have a job.
Yeah, thank you. It's you're just talented.
I'm not passive aggressive.
Like, no.
If I have a problem with you, I'm going to tell you what that problem is so we can fix it.
And right. This is why I don't understand why you don't have a boyfriend yet.
I just don't care enough. I'm the worst single person there is.
Do you want a boyfriend?
I don't really care.
No?
I'm literally so busy because I'm also in grad school right now.
I know. You're smarty pants.
So,
I love it.
So when I'm not here and I'm not in class, like I have.
So this is boyfriend. This is single. You're literally right here. You just don't care.
No.
I just drew a line on a piece of paper.
If I had a boyfriend, I wouldn't care, but I don't really care that I don't have one. I really love my friends. I love my family, and I'm super busy, and it's just not a priority for me.
Okay, but you have single friends as well?
Yeah.
Okay. That date? Some of them?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought it would be fun to go through some different things like where to meet singles, dating apps. Are they still a thing? Is everybody still Tindering like mofos? Like, is this still popular? But I wanted Jackie and I to say like where we think singles meet these days.
Okay.
And then I want Kelsey to say whether or not Jackie and I are correct or completely out of line.
Okay.
Okay. Where do you think singles meet, Jack?
Where do I think they should meet, or where do I think they meet? Because that's totally different thing.
Where do you think they meet?
I think they meet online now.
Like all the time?
Yes.
Okay. I think that they still meet at the bar occasionally.
Okay, I think it is a combination of the two of
them. Yeah. Okay. But is it more a combination of I swiped right on you, you swipe right on me, and I'll meet you at the bar at 7?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's but what also, the combination is.
They meet in person at the bar.
Yeah.
They meet.
Right.
But also that's a lot of we both want to hook up. That's not right. A lot of I want to date you long term and possibly get married.
Right.
And that's the thing. I kind of want to, like, how in the dating world today, because of all the dating apps and the Bumble and the Tinder and all this crap, how do you,
the Bumble and the Tinder.
See, I'm effing ancient. How do you decipher between the dude that just wants to bone and the guy who wants to, like, date?
I mean, you kind of just know. If you're swiping, you're like, oh, that's a douche. Oh, right. He's just a frat boy.
Or you don't swipe. You go onto a paid site because the people who
right.
pay are
like,
probably
I
more serious.
Is that true?
Too, like Match.com or something like where people are more serious.
Okay.
Or if you don't want to go online, have your friends set you up with someone. I think
that's not a bad idea.
A great idea.
I also fear, though, because I've set people up in the past. There's this one couple. It sucks. I set up this couple in the past, and I knew it would work out. They dated for, like, 3 years.
So it worked out.
It worked out until the girl I hooked up with, a friend of mine that I worked with, she cheated on him for, like, 6 months.
Oh, no.
And he called me flipping out because
as if it was your fault
3 years later, like it's your fault.
Not mad at me, just upset. And to hear him so upset, I'm like, oh my God, I put you in the situation with this idiot.
Yeah, I understand that.
So I did feel terrible in setting him up. I set up somebody we worked with here at the radio station years ago, two part-timers. They went on a date, and the next day I asked, like, oh, how'd it go? Because, you know, I'm annoying. And the girl was like, oh, Rachel, he's a psycho. Like, he wants me to meet his mom, and he's in love with me, and oh my God, he doesn't stop calling. And then she tells me she slept with him.
Oh.
And I'm like, how is that helping you? Right. I don't know if she was just horny, and if that's her jam, that's her jam. But, like, boys can be
but
used
like, go too.
Go
to Tinder for that. Don't
right.
ask your friend to
yes.
set you up with
agreed.
Someone.
Agreed. Totally agree.
Plus, maybe it should be more of two, like, I'm going to bring my friends out to the bar. You come meet us here and see if
right.
you like my friend. Not like I'm going to set you up on a blind date. You two go off
right.
by yourselves.
Yeah. Honestly, I just think it's hard. And I want to know why you, like, when you're planning and you're going to the holidays with your family.
Right.
Do they ask you about it or no?
Oh, yeah.
Is it annoying?
Oh, yeah.
How bad? Okay, I'm you, and I just sat down at the table. We're getting ready to have our holiday dinner. What's your mom say?
So, Kelsey, how's Grand Rapids? That's what she'll say.
It's
That's
good,
what
Mom.
My family
I
says.
I love my job. I work with this awesome girl named Rachel and this other girl named Jackie.
They're so wonderful, and yeah, things are good.
Okay.
And you're still single.
Yeah, Mom, but I have my pug dog that's really cute.
and my friend totally works at Chipotle, and I get free burritos.
I
that's
do.
Like a boyfriend.
Do you really get free burritos?
Yeah.
Well, that's tight.
But it's basically like I'm the only person in my family that's single still.
You have siblings?
Yes.
Yeah? They
and
all married?
A lot of cousins. We have a very big family. I'm the only person that's single.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
The holidays is really the only time it sucks because that's what makes me realize, like, oh, crap. Did I do something wrong?
Right. You didn't do anything wrong.
No, yeah.
You
no.
absolutely didn't do anything wrong.
For one
wrong.
Thing, you're young.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get that out of the way.
How
you're
old are
like,
you?
I'm 27.
Oh, you got time.
I'm getting up there,
you
though.
Got
no, you're not.
You're
no,
not.
No, you're fine.
There. I won't lie, though. I nearly crapped myself when I turned 30. Did you?
No.
Oh, my God.
I had the like, most fun night ever.
What'd you do?
I hope I do that.
We got a limo and went to, like, on a bar crawl in Kalamazoo.
You
we
did?
Had, yeah, and we had t-shirts made that said, cheers and beers to Jackie's 30 years.
Aw, that's awesome.
That's incredible. Everybody always goes with the lame, dirty 30 t-shirts. You got cheers and beers to
yeah,
Jackie's
I'm
30 years?
Dirty.
That's I got to awesome. Write that down and remember that in 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. We'll throw it for you.
Oh, it'll be fun.
I went to Mackinac Island to celebrate
that's
my
That's fun.
I actually had never been. Aaron took me. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like but Mackinac. That aside, when I think back about, like, I don't know what it was like for you, Jack, but when you were in college dating, like, when I found somebody that I liked, Oh my God, I like them so hard.
Oh, I know. I like them way too much.
I was in love. I was stalking.
Oh, yeah.
Texting. And if I knew they were going to be somewhere Friday night, I would just get wasted and
show
stumbling.
Up.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to be here tonight.
Oh, yeah. And you had to make it there. You're like starting to fight with your friends. Like, no, I have to go there now. No, I have to go now.
I've never done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If I liked a guy, no. All bets were off.
And then they probably never like you back because in the end, they're like, this girl's nuts, which is probably what happened to me.
Very much so. Is that what happened to you?
Well, I'm sure it did. I don't know. At the time, I just thought it didn't work out, but they probably thought I was nuts.
Well, Jackie did tell me about herself in, I want to say, episode 7 or 8, that when she has a friend, like
they're
you
like my
are
best friend.
Her best friend.
So I'm going to text you every single song.
So I imagine Jackie in the dating world is probably
I'm here.
About the same. Yes.
Don't forget me. I'm still your friend.
Such a creep. That's good.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Still busy? Okay, I'll try again the next day.
I'll call again tomorrow.
But that was me in college with dudes.
No, I've never done that.
No?
No. If I even am in a relationship, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go hang out with my friends now. Okay, I've got to study for class.
I'm washing my hair.
Talk to you next week.
Okay,
next
so
week.
I'm kidding. Next
week. That brings me to another thing. Do the rules still apply? Because I remember when you'd like go out with somebody or you'd meet up with them at the bar in college or whatever, you couldn't like just text them the next day or, you know what I mean?
And that, but that's the thing I would do.
No, me too.
Right.
I break the rules every time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's a real rule.
No?
No.
And it's something they show on TV.
If it was, it doesn't apply anymore.
So if you went out on this great date with a guy,
yeah,
and let's say he was really cool, you really liked him, mm-hmm. he loved your favorite band, 21 Pilots.
He was into it.
If he texted you like right after the date and was like, oh my God, I had so much fun. Can I see you tomorrow?
I would be into it. I would say, yeah, for sure.
Okay, guys that are listening, because apparently we have men that listen in Tennessee, which threw me for a loop earlier.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that interesting? That's what I want you to know. Girls really like the attention.
Yeah.
I don't think that women are like, no, don't fawn over me. We don't want to chase you.
Right.
No, I don't want you to wait 3 days and then text me. At that point, I'm like, no.
Right. Yeah, by day two, I start to be like, maybe I don't like him that much.
Right.
And by day three, I'm like, screw you. I can find someone totally better. Who wants to talk to me?
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. Yep. I mean, I kind of think that if you're waiting like that, and oh my God, please call me. That's desperation.
Oh, yeah.
And you're better than
that. Agreed.
Find somebody else.
Yep.
So it doesn't bother you that you don't have anybody right now. Not during the holidays.
Nah.
I am really happy to hear that. Because I think that women put so much weight in dating someone.
I agree. And I'm just so different. I just don't.
I have a lot of guy friends. And honestly, I think guys are just as bad. They just don't vocalize it as
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
Like, I have two guy friends who are single. And they both are very honest about it. They're like, it sucks. I want to meet someone so bad.
That makes me really sad.
Yeah, one of them dates regularly. And he just, it's just bad luck, I think, at this point.
He doesn't like the girls? Or is he too picky?
The ones he likes end up like being like, I'm not into it. Mm-hmm. The ones he doesn't like are obsessed with him. And he's like, I'm not really feeling it.
I feel like I'll get to that point. I'm just not there yet. Where I'm like, okay, I'm ready to meet someone. I'm ready to like commit to finding someone. I'm just not there right now.
And the thing is with him that makes me feel bad is that no one can say he doesn't try. Because he's kind of like a quiet guy. But he goes online. He meets people. Mm-hmm. He meets them out for drinks. He does things that he normally wouldn't do. And it's like he'll finally meet someone. They'll go out for a couple weeks and he'll say, I feel terrible. I finally met someone who really likes me, but I'm just, it's not there. And then he'll meet someone that he does really like, and they're like, nah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. Man, I feel terrible for him.
Okay, something is up, or that guy has the worst luck in the world.
I think it's a mix of both. Well, this is what I worry happened, and I'm worrying it's my fault. So me and my other friends, when we were in college, so this is like 8 years ago now.
I cannot wait to hear where this is
going. He was a little creepy. Texting, it just came out, and he had a habit of getting drunk and texting weird things, being the internet person.
So the person I was looking for in college.
Well, no, not like that. Like,
no.
Dick pics and like dumb stuff.
No, thank
you. This is back when we all had flip phones, and it wasn't like, so it was like hilarious to us because he was just our friend. And we ripped into him.
Did he send you dick pics?
No.
Oh, sorry, I'm confused.
He's my friend. He sent it to other girls.
Okay.
So we would make fun of him all the time, like, dude, you're such a creeper. You are the creepiest guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like we did that so much that now that he's like a mature man who's like almost 30, not 21.
Right.
He's like, well, I don't want to be creepy.
Yeah.
Because everyone tells me how creepy I am.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's overcompensating by trying to be too gentle and nice.
Ugh.
And I think it's coming off weird.
And as women, how do we feel about too gentle and nice?
Hate don't it. Like it.
I don't
I want
like
you to be normal. Yeah. Just act normal.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than a guy that will let you walk on him.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Ooh,
if you don't have a pair, I want nothing to do with you.
Exactly. Right. Oh, there's nothing worse. And I'm not talking about the guy who cries a lot. I'm talking about the guy, which, by the way, also isn't attractive, but the guy who just kind of just won't stand up to you. Like,
right. Ever.
If you're... Women are nuts. I mean, so are guys. But when you ask for something just so far out of line, because let's be honest, I test my husband.
Everyone tests each other. If you're in a relationship for a long time, you test each other, and right. It's not always even purposeful.
I want him to look at me and say, shut the hell up, you're being crazy. And right. Then laugh, oh, you're right. But that's what I mean.
Well,
nobody
in the heat of the moment, it doesn't end with me going, ah, you're right.
Just, right.
Definitely
yeah,
not.
Like, F you. Yeah. Like, you're sweet.
He has me going, I hate you. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But that's the thing. I think guys are trying to figure it out, too. I got a friend who is, gosh, he's 32 now. No way he listens to this. He hasn't found a girlfriend. He hasn't dated anybody since high school. And he was in love in high school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now he goes on all these vacations. Well, I found out he's been using his Tinder account in other zip codes in other states. He is going to meet women in Vancouver.
To hook up or to meet, to date?
To hook up.
That's disgusting. Why doesn't he just do it here?
He claims that he can't find anybody.
Oh, God.
I think that's garbage.
Yeah,
he goes to Miami.
Or he doesn't want it to get back to him how many times he's hooking up.
Right. I think he was just in Phoenix last week.
Okay, that's weird.
No, is it weird? Yeah. Is it sad?
It's both.
I mean, it's both because also I know in order to use your Tinder in a different zip code, you have to pay for it.
Oh,
so he's
boy.
Paying to do that.
He's paying to do yes. that. But these women that he's going to see are sleeping with him.
Yeah, but okay, so then he's a prostitute? Like,
yeah.
Like,
you're paying. I mean, he's paying for the Tinder account. He's paying for the
you're
trip.
You're literally paying to bone, which
yes.
you could just find someone here. It's not that.
I know. He acts like it's
that's
not
all
even
you
possible.
Want. And that's even what my buddy said that I was talking about earlier. He's like, okay, if I just want to get laid all the time, that's not that hard. I could find
right.
somebody.
Right.
He's like, but that's not what I want.
And that's the thing. My friend's
30.
Not unattractive. He's like a ripped firefighter.
My
like,
thing is
dig that.
What does he tell these women? Does he tell them that he's coming from Michigan or does he
I
pretend
don't know.
To
I would
there?
Be like against that. I'd be like, you're
right.
a weirdo.
Yeah. You want to hear the most messed up part? He takes pictures of these women and sends them.
Naked?
She was in her underwear, like booty shorts. I saw the photo because I think he sent it to me too. Because we've been friends for years, like since I was like
14.
I would
be like, you're a creeper and a weirdo.
Oh, no, I tell him exactly how it is.
And that's
but
so violent.
But he takes
violating.
A picture of her like when she's not looking.
Yeah.
One girl, he sends me a picture. He's in her bedroom. She has a stripper pole in her bedroom. I told him, if you don't knock it off, you're going to come back with syphilis and no one's going to date you.
Well, and the poor woman he's hooking up
yeah,
with who he's photographing.
Know,
that's disgusting.
I don't feel bad for them. Because they are putting themselves out there like this for someone that they don't know.
But they don't want to be photographed
yeah,
without
but
them knowing.
Their faces aren't in it.
But still.
Still, no. Still. Not cool. Not cool.
As far as I know, he's not putting them on the internet. But either way, it's not,
I hope
not
he's
right
not.
To send these pictures
no.
to Aaron's friends.
No, that's
he
that's
thinks it
up.
Makes him look cool.
Cool. That's exactly
and,
what
no,
makes.
It makes you look creepy and desperate.
It
and
does. Douchey. Like it makes me
Jim,
sad.
Jim's had friends like that. And Jim, every time we would get a text like that, he'd say, why does he think I want this? And like throw
yeah.
the phone down. Like it actually irritates him.
Oh
he's
my
like,
gosh.
Why do I want to see that? That's ridiculous.
This girl that used to work here, she dated this one guy for a long time and they dated on and off. She was single here and there. She would get D pics from this guy.
She'd show you.
And she'd show me all the time.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
How messed up is that? I will send stuff to Aaron on occasionally, but I certainly don't think my husband's showing it to anybody.
Well, I would hope not. He's your husband.
Right.
Also, this
me
girl,
too.
Were you like, I don't want to see that? Or were you like, cool, a penis?
Well, I was drinking and I was
cool.
like, wow, that's kind of big. Yeah. That's kind of how it went down. We were at the bar and I was like, damn. That's kind of what happened. She really caught me off guard because she like opened up the
Flash
picture.
It. Dick pic. And this is my answer.
Yep, same.
I know, guys.
I don't
want to
see
exactly.
some strange guy's weenie on my on a phone.
I don't even want my husband to send that.
No, me neither.
And that's the thing. Like, I think with social media now, single people are doing that crap all the time.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Have you done Tinder?
I used to. I don't right now. I did like when I was back at Central.
Did you get dick pics on Tinder?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, God.
Did men just like freely send them to you? Like, here, baby, look at me.
Here's my penis.
Oh, my favorite thing on Tinder, my friend told me about, is when you get like an overly hot girl that will swipe right on you, but then you find out they're like,
A robot,
and they're like, hey, click my website if you want to see more.
That's right. A thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they'll get chatting, and he's like, hi. And she's like, hello.
How are you?
He's like, this girl's way too hot to be real. He's like, what are you doing? And then she'll go, oh, you know, I'm like sitting here in my panties on my webcam. Want more? Click this. And then he's like, God dang it. I really thought you wanted me. You swiped right.
That shows you how many men think so highly of themselves.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Oh, look at this babe. She wants me.
But what he didn't tell me was, did you click the website?
Yeah. Hey, you know he did.
Did you give him your credit card information?
Yes.
Seriously.
That is a yes.
You know he did. Dating sites just blow my mind. What about Bumble?
I've never done that.
Now, that's the one where women have to reach out to guys.
I heard Bumble's better.
I have, too.
From a couple girls.
One of our sales girls downstairs met her boyfriend on Bumble.
Who? Whisper the name. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
You know what? Megan, we work with. I don't think she'll care. I really don't think she'll care because she told me the other night when she was drunk at our concert. She was like, this is my boyfriend. I met him on Bumble.
Oh, yeah. She don't care. She's
That's strange to me, too, because them as a couple, it's like such an attractive duo. Like, so there are like
they
attractive
are adorable.
People on the internet.
That's true. There you go. It's There's rare. Your hope. Megan and her boyfriend, because they are smoking.
They are.
I know. They're super cute. But yeah, Bumble is where women have to reach out to the guy, right? Or the guy can reach out and then women have 24 hours to respond.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want all the creepers reaching out to me.
That's what people say the good thing about Bumble is, but I don't know. I've never been on it.
Never been on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've just heard different things, but I don't know. If you could give a single girl advice, Kelsey, what would it be?
Why don't you guys give me advice first?
Okay. You go first, Jack.
Oh, okay. I think it's better to be friends first.
I agree.
Erin and I were friends for three years.
I think being friends, not putting pressure on it, not dating, just becoming really close friends. Because what's the point of a relationship if you're not friends with the person?
Right.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
I have so many friends that just start hooking up with someone, then they become obsessed with them, and they're dating, but they don't have anything in common.
Yeah.
They're not.
Right.
And they love each other, but I'm like, but what do you do together?
Right.
You don't
That's
have
true.
Anything that you did. Like, Jim and I were friends for like 2 years where we would go to concerts and movies and the casino and the bar, but we were like never even kissed.
Right.
Like, we were friends.
Yeah.
And then
Aaron and I were the same way before we started hooking up.
And then things snowballed from there.
Yeah.
But like, I don't regret that because now me and Jim can have fun without our other friends. We can go to concerts. No. We can go do things.
Seriously.
Because we're friends.
Yeah.
I think that's why Erin and I literally do everything together.
Yeah.
And our friends make fun of us.
So same with
you
us.
Guys do things separately.
No.
Because we like doing everything together.
Yeah.
We have the most fun when we're together.
That's what I would want too. Why wouldn't you want that?
Right. You know, I don't know. I think that sometimes his friends think it's weird that we literally do everything.
And I think when you're friends, it takes the pressure off of sex too. Because you were friends first.
Oh,
and they
absolutely.
Like you for you.
Right.
You don't feel like, well, he's going to be mad if I don't give in tonight. Because I have a lot of friends who tell me that.
Yes.
They're worried that they're going to get in a fight if they don't, which is pathetic.
I've never been in a fight.
No.
I don't think over sex.
No. But I have friends who tell me, oh, gosh, it's just going to be this. Yeah. I just might as well prepare myself. He's going to want to do it tonight. And I'm like, well, if you don't want to do it, you don't need to do it.
Right.
I don't care. That's my biggest soapbox.
That makes me really sad.
Like, I know.
It doesn't matter if it's been 3 months. It's your body.
Yeah, if you don't
have to.
Right.
Like,
so another lesson to take away, just say no when you want to say no.
Right.
I have no problem with that.
Good, good. So be friends first.
Yeah,
we're both big on that. I think the other thing is, if you don't put yourself out there, you're never going to get a return.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not saying join every dating site under the sun, but maybe go places to meet people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Say hello when you see someone. If
right.
you think they're really cute, go buy them a drink, but don't be creepy. Just say hi.
Right. I had somebody that we work with who, by the way, is in her early 50s. And she made a comment to me that like made so much sense. I just thought it was crazy. She said to me, you know, singles now, when I was growing up, which was, gosh, in the 80s,
which
she said,
long time ago.
We'd all go dancing together. and a guy would ask a girl to dance. She goes, now I see you guys and you're all standing in a circle at a club and guys are coming up and like grinding and humping on you. And that's how you start talking. It's not the same.
No, it's not.
It's twisted. But I think that people are afraid to put themselves out there more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like, whether it be you're at the grocery store or you are at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the club, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what
like, I mean. Not the club, but like a bar where you're sitting and watching a game or something.
Right. You can decipher between the douche lords and the guys you might want to hang out with and have fun. And sometimes they're not people that you would expect.
Right.
If somebody would have told me when I was 19, 18 years old that I would be married to Aaron, I would have laughed in their face. Because I never thought we would ever be together. I never thought we'd even hook up and
right.
But we'd spent so much time together as friends that it was like the attraction happened on its own.
Right.
It wasn't there automatically because we
right.
were just buddies.
Right.
Like I didn't think anything of it. But you got to go do stuff.
Okay.
Do you take the dog? What's your dog's name?
Lily.
Lily. Do you take your pug to the dog park?
Yeah. I want to know when it's not 4 degrees outside.
Right. And it's cold as hell right now. But
yeah, I do.
Do you ever meet anybody there?
No.
No?
See? It's all mostly like couples that go there. And here I am, just with my dog.
My dog shames me out of the dog park. I can't even go back.
Why?
Because Ellie's a hellion. She gets in there and then she collects all the tennis balls that are on the ground. And then she puts it between her two paws and she waits for a dog to come by and try and take one. Oh. And then she literally starts a dog fight.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I have had days where I've walked to the dog park, turned around and left.
Because she's my idol. Like, oh,
this is going to be great. This is going to go well.
Awesome.
Yeah. But, okay, so there is our advice for the single girls. What about you?
Am I giving myself advice?
No. You're giving advice to other
maybe
people.
Maybe to friends you've seen make mistakes or like people that you see do dumb things.
Okay, I'm going to go the opposite of Rachel and say stop trying so hard.
Yeah, that's not a bad
idea,
too.
Because I do have friends that try so hard
to find
someone. They're on every single dating site, and they're going to the bar and buying a drink for everyone they see that's attractive. And
see, that's too much.
Wait, no. They're buying drinks for the guys?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm old school, but I want a guy to buy drinks for me.
I would buy a drink for a guy
if I thought he was cute.
Never
have
I done that.
Yeah.
I'm clearly very old school in that.
I mean, clearly I'm at the opposite end of the spectrum on that, but I just feel like when it happens, it happens. Like, I don't have to force it.
Right.
It's funny you say that, too, because, like, they have good intentions when they're doing that, but then what they don't realize is if you're a regular at that place, like, I had a buddy, the same guy.
That girl at
where
that bar.
He became where he finally started talking to a girl who seemed pretty cool, and she goes, well, I've always been scared to talk to you. She goes, like, you're with, like, a different girl every week. And he goes, me? No, I'm not. I wish I was.
Right.
She's like, I always see you. And he goes, well, because I'm trying to meet people. But in her mind, someone who didn't know him and thought he seemed cute was, okay, that guy's probably sleazy. He's with a different girl. But to him, he's like, no, I come here alone every week because there's karaoke and I like to sing. And I just go up and talk to people. And that's what
he
I do.
He goes there and sings?
That's the most adorable thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, he's a singer.
Oh, okay.
That's
like
so
a legit
adorable.
Singer. He was in a band with my husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really cute.
I
know. Okay.
It is and it isn't.
But I understand what you're saying,
but you know
Kelsey,
what I mean?
On a spin of what I said. I mean, I'm at, in moderation, I think there is something to be said about giving things time to breathe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Almost like I was talking about myself at 18 and I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. Oh my God, I want to be with you. Oh my God, you're my boyfriend, you're my boyfriend. You don't have to be that way.
Marry me.
I don't think guys like that.
No, I know they
it's
don't
not
like
attractive.
That.
And if they do like that, you might be concerned about that one. You know, I think that you're right on that. I think that sometimes girls get so wrapped up in, I need to be married.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
You don't need to be married. This is a different world.
I know. And like all my friends are around my same age. We all like have had conversations about how when we were like teenagers, we thought that by the age we were at now, we would be married.
I thought I'd be married by 27.
I'm fine not being married.
And that's the thing. People think you have to be. There's all this pressure that's put on women to be married. I don't get it.
How old were you when you got married?
Almost 29.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say not far off 20. So you're 28.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be married by 27 and I missed
did.
It by a year.
No, I'm sorry. I have it wrong. I thought I'd be married by 25, kids by 27.
Oh,
that's what
it
was. Because I didn't. Yeah. So obviously that's not happening yet.
Right.
That's the thing. You have all these plans for life and there's all these pressures and you got to do this and you got to do that. But the truth is, as long as you're making yourself happy, that's all that matters. And find the right one. I think that's another thing. I think people settle.
I agree.
Oh, way too often.
I've got a million friends that Ooh. That Ooh. I think sometimes wish they wouldn't have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have a few that I think that.
Or, like, people who have been in a relationship for, like, 2-3 years, and they're like, well, I guess we should get engaged now because we've been together forever.
I hate that.
I'm witnessing a couple right now who I'm very close with who is, they're getting divorced.
How long have they been married?
5 years, but they had dated for, like, 6 or 7, and I think they thought, well,
they were just comfortable, and
this is what we got to do. We got to get married. We've been together. Yeah, we bought a house, and now they're like, why did we do that?
I think that's one of my biggest fears is just I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be comfortable. I want to have fun, and I want it to be different. And
I feel like that's why I'm not dating, too, because I'm not ready to be with someone for the rest of my life. I want to think about me right now and no one else.
That's awesome, Kel. Because you're doing grad school.
Yeah.
You're working here.
Yep.
I think that's great. You do need to focus on you right now. If you got all that stuff going on.
Yeah.
So it's true when girls tell you guys, hey, I don't have time to date right now. Kelsey really doesn't.
They're being serious.
Yeah. Right. But on the other side of the coin, too, you can still concentrate on you and your dreams when you have a family.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you find that person that just like meshes
Because I have
well
a lot of friends who have kids and got married and then they act like, well, I can't do anything else now.
No.
I can't do hobbies. Oh, it's cool that you still like run and do pageants because like I would never be able to do that. Because I have a baby.
Why?
I actually
it's like you
hate
can
that.
You're choosing not to.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's hard. Like
totally
I'm not going
to
lie.
I relate to that, Jackie, because people make excuses as soon as they
I can't hang out anymore or do anything because I have a baby.
Right. No. Okay, you can do things. But like you said, it's a personal choice that you make.
Right. Yeah. It is.
But to what Kelsey said, you got to find the person that meshes with you. Because at the end of the day, when you're married and you have kids and you do want to go after what matters to you outside of your marriage and kids, you are a team with that person.
Yep.
Somebody's got to stay home and feed the baby.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
The thing is with that too, I was the biggest B when it came to people telling me, oh, you just wait. You'll hear it all. You hear it all the time when you're getting married or having babies. You just wait. And I was like, screw off. I'm still going to be me, whatever, whatever. And I am, but it's way harder than I ever thought it was going to be. And I have an easy baby.
Like you do have an easy baby.
Like, well, you don't. You're not with her 24 hours a day.
That's true.
Like,
I know.
And that's funny. That's another thing. People want to tell me all the time how easy my baby is.
She said, and I have an easy baby. I said, you do. No, you don't even know.
Well, it's hard to explain. Even an easy baby is the hardest thing of your life.
Yeah.
It is. It's like you're not. Like, everyone can tell me, you can never be ready. I'm like, that's stupid because I am ready. I was financially ready, mentally ready. What you're not ready for is emotionally ready.
Yeah.
Because there is no way to experience that until you experience
it. Until you actually
do. And I didn't understand that. And so the first 3 months were kind of hard for me because I was like, well, I'm going to keep running and I'm going to keep doing this and this. It won't be that big a deal. Well, it was a very big deal because she was 2 weeks old. I'm like, well, how am I going to go for my run? I literally can't leave her.
Right.
And Jim's at work. And
so
I can't.
You hang out with her, right?
Yeah.
There's
don't
nothing
do
to do.
You can't do anything. You gotta have a baby. And that was what was hard. And then, like, I would take her places, but they eat every hour and a half when they're that age.
Mm-hmm.
So hour and a half, depending on your baby. So I was feeding her all the time, changing her diaper all the time. So, like, if I wanted to go somewhere and Jim wasn't with me, I was like, okay, I guess I'll just go to the mall. The mall would be packing this hot, huge bag, walking around the mall by myself, and every 30 minutes, every 2 stores basically stopping, changing again, giving her a 1 ounce bottle that takes her 20 minutes to eat for 1 ounce. Put her back in. She fell back asleep.
See.
Walk. Oh, she wants another 1 ounce. Okay, that's going to take another 20 minutes. It's really fun.
You never even got to go in a store. Jackie left shopping bagless. It was a sad day.
Oh, that was the hardest part. But now that she's like 6 months old, it's like way easier. Way
well,
easier.
I think that, and like we were talking about, like, people put so much pressure, get married, have kids. But listen to Jackie. There is so much change in life that comes with those things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
but that, too, it's like, I feel like so many people are like, I'm going to have, like, 5 kids. And you're like, dude, have one first. Like, have one. And
I cannot stand when people just shell out.
How many kids they're going to have.
Not necessarily that, but clearly you have beef with that.
Because you don't know until you try, for one thing.
Yeah.
You're even able to get pregnant.
Right.
Right.
And there's a lot that goes into it. And I think if you wrap your mind that I am going to have a family of 5, you might be disappointed. And then it can lead to being depressed. It can lead
your
to
entire
problems.
Life. Yeah.
I mean, marriage, it can lead to a lot.
When you have 5 kids, guess what? It is hard to pursue your dreams.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I can't even imagine.
In that aspect, it is hard to pursue your dreams. And if you found a way to work that out with 5 kids, more power to you.
More power to you.
Because I don't think I could.
No, I know I couldn't.
But that's the thing. You talk about people people, ooh, just wait till you have
it's
a
so
baby.
Annoying.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
I don't even have kids yet, and people love to tell me, but I say I want them. Oh, kiss your sleep goodbye.
Oh, yeah, no, don't worry about it. Here's the thing. Yeah. People said that too. That was my biggest pet peeve, too. And when people said, kiss your sleep goodbye, because I would get in my head, and I try not to let it bug me, but I'd be like, well, is it true? Am I never going to sleep again? Am I going to feel like garbage? That's not true. I slept all the time. I probably sleep more now than I did before. I do, because she naps all the time. So even if she only slept 3 hours, I would just nap all day.
That's not true. I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Yes. No, you sleep fine. People who don't are a little anal. You know what I mean? It's like you choose to sleep when they, like, they're going to, that baby's not going to go 24 hours and not sleep. It's not, unless something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So just sleep when it's sleeping. Because, like, that's what I do. Jim has so many pictures of me, like, on the couch, sleeping, just passed out, and the baby's in, like, a little rocker passed out. And I'll wake up, I'm like, why did, delete that photo now.
See, my cute long. Husband alert. She takes pictures. He takes pictures of her sleeping with the baby. That's adorable.
Yeah, but it's because I look.
And Kelsey is making a whack off symbol. Oh my gosh, Kelsey, thank you so much for coming on with us today. I'm so glad you did.
And should we do like a what did we learn? I feel like we jumped around so much. What did we learn about? What did we take away from this? We learned don't rush things.
Wow, you listened.
Don't try too hard, but also don't not try at all.
Exactly.
Okay.
Don't
find the middle ground there.
Don't get stuck in a rut and think you have to make
some
commitment.
To this person.
Like that's like led to our baby conversation. Like, don't think you have to get married and have babies just because you've been with someone for 2 years.
Your life value is not based on marriage.
Exactly. Exactly.
Always remember that, no matter how many times your effing grandma asks you.
And keep trying. Your soulmate's out there.
That's true. Don't settle.
Oh, no, don't settle. If the person you're listening right now, the person you're with, doesn't make your heart skip a beat every time you see them, even after 3 years, leave them.
Well, that was precious.
Oh, I feel like I should leave Jim now.
I know. I was thinking to myself, man, I've really settled in my relationship.
Yeah, I guess I really settled. I love you, Jim, but my heart don't skip no more. I just love you.
My heart will skip, I think, maybe a couple times a year.
Yeah.
See,
yeah, that's fair.
Even that's good enough.
When you've been with someone for a decade.
When you're with them for a long time.
You know they're every single minute.
It just changes.
You know that when he gets home from work, he's going to open up and eat ice cream before I bring out dinner.
Aww.
It's annoying.
And he still weighs 5 pounds?
Oh, my God.
The guy is so small.
Aaron has packed on 10 pounds in the last month.
You'd never know. He looks so small.
Good, I'll tell
you. Where does
him
he
that.
Put it?
Huh?
Where does it go?
Right in the old belly ski. Oh,
he hides it with them khakis.
Looking like our Grandpa Merle. Leave his khakis alone.
He hides them in the khakis.
Leave Aaron's khakis alone.
He's like, got all my fancy skinny pants on.
He loves slim fit. Oh,
so
my God.
So does Jimmy.
What is with the slim fit?
It's stylish.
I know. He loves it, though. But
I think if you're naturally thin like him and Jim are, though, that lean figure, it looks better.
But when he sits down, I can see his bulge.
He's trying to show off the goods.
I know.
And the cacks.
I know.
Cacks.
All these hookers at work are probably like, oh, yeah, Aaron's here.
Aaron's packing.
Aaron.
You know, I doubt it, but you know.
The rumor mill's flying about Aaron's package.
You can hit us up, grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any ideas for us, you want to give us some tips, you want to give us an episode idea, that would be great. Also, Gray and Green Show, Gray Green Show on Twitter. And
find us on Facebook, The Gray and Green Show.
Mm-hmm. I think I hit everything.
And review us on iTunes. We love you.
Yeah, we've gotten so many awesome reviews. We're getting listeners out of Louisiana, Tennessee, New
That's
York.
That's awesome.
I know. And
we love you.
I've been calling out the states, and everybody's like, Rachel, Jackie, you guys forgot Louisiana. I'm sorry. How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, if you're listening from another state, let us know on Twitter, and we'll comment.
I actually am loving the stuff that we are getting on Twitter.
Me too.
It's so awesome. So thank you to everybody. Thank you to Kelsey for being on with us today. And we're out. Enjoy the rest of your week.
See ya.
Bye.